आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस इनॉगरल सेशन ऑफ जर्नी टुवर्ड्स विकसित भारत, अ पोस्ट यूनियन बजट कॉन्फ्रेंस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Delhi Lieutenant Governor announces financial assistance of 10 lakh rupees each to families of students who lost their lives in coaching center flooding incident. Quad foreign ministers call for international action against UN listed terrorist groups including Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. India sends humanitarian assistance to Haiti containing 9 tons of medical supplies. Paraswimmer Jia Rai becomes world's youngest and fastest female paraswimmer to successfully swim solo across English Channel. And Indian shooters Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh to compete for India's second medal at the Paris Olympics in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of the Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The conference has been organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government, diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from the various CII centers across the country and overseas. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has announced financial assistance of 10 lakh rupees to families of the students who lost their lives in the IAS coaching center flooding incident in the national capital, Delhi. 3 IAS aspirants had lost their lives due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching center in Delhi's old Rajinder Nagar on Saturday. In Jharkhand, many passengers have been injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of Howrah-Mumbai Mail this morning between Barabambu and Kharsawa railway station near Potobera village under Chakradharpur division. The ill-fated train was going from Howrah to Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus in Mumbai. A senior railway official said the injured passengers have been admitted to local hospitals. A relief train has been reached at the accident site. Relief and rescue operations is in full swing. Railways has issued helpline numbers for Tata Nagar 0657229024, Chakradharpur 06587238072, Raurkela 06612501072, 06612500244, Ranchi 06512787111, and Howrah 94333579200, 03326382217. Quad foreign ministers have warned of terrorists using new technology and demanded international action against UN-listed terrorist groups, including Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, as well as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State outfit. In a joint statement after the meeting in Tokyo yesterday, the Quad ministers said that they are committed to working with international and regional partners to forestall threats posed by the use of new and emerging technologies for terrorist purposes. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Foreign Ministers Penny Yong of Australia and Yoko Kamikawa of Japan reiterated the call for concerted action against all UN-listed terrorist groups. Recalling the 2611 Mumbai and the 2016 Pathankot terrorist attacks, the leaders called for bringing the perpetrators of these attacks to justice without delay. India sent humanitarian assistance to Haiti containing 9 tons of medical supplies. The consignment left New Delhi yesterday for Port-au-Prince. It includes blood transfusion essentials, reagents for immunohematology, rapid tests and ELISA, among others. A total of 579 routes connecting 85 airports, including 13 heliports and 2 water aerodromes, have been operationalized in the country under the Uran scheme. This was stated by Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, in a written reply in Rajya Sabha. The minister said the central government has accorded in principle approval for setting up 21 new greenfield airports across the country. Out of this, 12 greenfield airports were operationalized in the last 10 years. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav launched Ideas for Life at IIT Delhi yesterday for inviting ideas and innovations online related to products and services which induce behavioral changes related to environment-friendly lifestyles. He called upon the fraternity of students, research scholars, faculty and innovators to come up with innovative and out-of-the-box ideas which will work towards fulfillment of the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for mindful and deliberate utilization of resources.
हमारी मिनिस्ट्री ने आइडिया फॉर लाइफ की इनिशिएटिव शुरू किया है 45 दिन तक चलने वाले इस कार्यक्रम में देश के सभी यूनिवर्सिटी से आईआईटी से आईएम से एनएलयू से सात बड़े इश्यूज पर वाटर को सेव करने के लिए हेल्दी लाइफस्टाइल के लिए ई वेस्ट के लिए इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वेस्ट के लिए रिसाइकिल के लिए सॉइल के लिए अलग अलग हमने आइडियाज आमंत्रित किए हैं इस कार्यक्रम का उद्देश्य है कि हमारे यूथ हमारे इंस्टीट्यूशन मिशन लाइफ के साथ जुड़ करके अपने आइडियाज दें
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court dismissed a plea filed by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, challenging the Jharkhand High Court's decision to grant bail to Chief Minister Hemant Soren in a money laundering case linked to an alleged land scam. A bench headed by Justice B.R. Gawai declined to interfere with the order of the Jharkhand High Court, which had granted Mr. Soren regular bail on June 28th with certain conditions. Just a week after his release from jail, Mr. Soren took oath as the Jharkhand Chief Minister for the third time earlier this month. The ED moved a special leave petition before the Apex Court, seeking that CM Soren's bail be cancelled. Meteorological Department IMD has forecast active monsoon conditions over most parts of northwest India for the next 3 to 4 days. According to IMD, the monsoon trough is active and south of its normal position at mean sea level, it is likely to shift gradually northwards during the next 3 to 4 days. We have a report.
Under the influence of active monsoon trough, widespread rainfall with isolated heavy falls is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during the next 4 days. The IMD also forecast widespread rainfall with isolated heavy falls over West, Central, South Peninsular, East and Northeast India for the next few days. The Weather Department said that very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Coastal and South Interior Karnataka, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh and Odisha until the 2nd of the next month. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Kerala, heavy rains continue in many parts, especially in the central and northern districts of the state. Landslides have been reported in Wayanad, Idukki and Palakkad districts. In Wayanad, landslide has been reported at Munda Kayil area during the early hours of this morning. 8 persons have lost their lives in the landslide so far. The death toll is likely to rise. 40 injured persons have been admitted to the hospital. Atamala and Munda Kayil area remain completely cut off from the rest of the district. Reports said 5 persons, including a 1-year-old child, have lost their lives so far. With heavy rains continuing in Kerala, the IMD has issued red alert in the northern districts of Wayanad, Mallappuram, Kozhikode, Kannur and Kasargod, indicating extremely heavy rainfall. Orange alert has been issued for the districts of Ernakulam, Idukki, Thrissur and Palakkad. We have more from a correspondent.
The Munda Kayil and Atamala areas in Wayanad district remains completely cut off and efforts are on to rescue those who are trapped there. NDRF personnel have been deployed in the region and rescue efforts are continuing. Heavy rains are hampering rescue efforts. 22 persons injured in the landslide have been admitted to a private medical college hospital in Maypari. The authorities have declared holiday for all educational institutions. A yellow alert is in place in 8 districts in the state, indicating isolated heavy rainfall. Raj Mohan, Akashwari News, Kochi.
In Venezuela, security forces have used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters demonstrating against the results of contentious elections. Thousands of individuals, including many who had traveled long distances from the surrounding mountain slums, gathered in central Caracas and marched towards the presidential palace yesterday evening. The unrest followed President Nicolas Maduro's announcement of his electoral victory. Meanwhile, leaders across the America and beyond responded to the Venezuelan electoral authorities' announcement yesterday that President Nicolas Maduro had won a third term, despite numerous exit polls suggesting an opposition victory. Expressing serious concern, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the announced result does not seem to reflect the true will or the votes of the Venezuelan people. Amidst allegations of election irregularities, the U.S. administration has called for the Venezuelan Electoral Authority to release detailed polling data to substantiate its claim that Maduro has secured another six-year term, a result that could have far-reaching implications for the region. Indian shooters Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh will compete for India's second medal at the Paris Olympics in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event today. The duo qualified for bronze medal final match of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event yesterday. They'll be facing Oh Yi-jin and Lee Won-ho of South Korea this afternoon. We have more from our correspondent.
Having secured their spot in the final by finishing third in the qualifiers yesterday, Manu is aiming to become the first Indian athlete over a century to win two medals in a single Olympic game. She previously made history by becoming the first Indian woman shooter to win an Olympic medal, clinching bronze in the 10-meter air pistol event. The Indian hockey team drew 1-1 with Argentina in a Pool B match yesterday. The Indian team will now face Ireland next. In badminton, men's doubles, Indian duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have qualified for the quarterfinals. In rowing, Balraj Pawar will strive to advance to the semi-finals in the men's single sculls during quarterfinal. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Para swimmer Jia Rai has become the world's youngest and the fastest female para swimmer to successfully swim solo across the English Channel. The 16-year-old girl covered the 34-kilometer stretch from Abbots Cliff in England to Pointe de la Côte d'Une in France in 17 hours 25 minutes on Sunday and Monday. Jia is an international open water para swimmer and holds a world record in open water swimming. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. Quad takes strong stand against China, leads the Statesman. Can't use coercion, terror. Quad snubs China, Pakistan, says the Tribune. Supreme Court refuses to stay Patna High Court's order, nixing 65% Bihar quota, reports Hindustan Times. On the IAS aspirants' deaths in coaching center flooding, Business Standard writes Delhi Police MCD in mission mode. DRDO overhaul on course, government to also take final call on contentious reforms, states the Times of India. U.S. announces new $200 million security and package for Ukraine, says the Indian Express. And finally, Kamban's Ramayana to be translated into English for first time. Well, the Pioneer reports that according to Penguin Random House, the monumental 8-volume work is being translated by a team of eminent scholars and is expected to hit bookshelves across the globe between 2028 to 2030. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-union budget conference in New Delhi today. Delhi Lieutenant Governor announces financial assistance of 10 lakh rupees each to families of students who lost their lives in coaching center flooding incident. Quad foreign ministers call for international action against UN-listed terrorist groups including Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Muhammad. India sends humanitarian assistance to Haiti containing 9 tons of medical supplies. Para swimmer Jia Rai becomes world's youngest and fastest female para swimmer to successfully swim solo across the English Channel. And Indian shooters Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh to compete for India's second medal at the Paris Olympics in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.